Samuel carefully pushes open the rickety tavern door and is hit with the strong scent of beer and stewed mutton. A few groups of drunk bumpkins lounge around the dimly candlelit room, either eating, playing games, or listening to the lone mandolin player strumming melancholically in the far corner. Samuel anxiously ventures further in, with Gligoro plopping behind him. The pair slowly approach the bar and sit on stools right next to their mark. A man in a dark naval coat, with messy hair, muttering incoherent whispers over a half-empty beer glass.
"Excuse me, Captain Velix, sir?"
Samuel stutters.
"Who wants to know?"
The man slurs as he goes to raise his glass.
"A slovenly fellow, isn't he? Whoop-it."
Gligoro whispers to Samuel, who gulps nervously before responding.
"I'm Sam. Sam Dietrich. I recently received a letter in regard to my grandfather. He's an archaeologist, you see. And they lost contact with him on site on the island of Vesta."
Samuel slows down while watching the man irreverently chugging the last of his beer before bringing the empty glass down with a loud thud. Sam hesitantly continues.
"If you are Captain Velix, I was hoping I could, in some way, convince you to transport me there."
"And how do you aim to accomplish that, Sam?"
The man snarks as the barman begrudgingly pours him another drink. The man's eyes dart over inquisitively as Samuel drops a leather pouch filled with coins on the bar table. He picks the pouch up gingerly with his fingers and lays it in his other hand, inspecting the weight while glancing at the contents.
"A welcome gift you shouldn't have,"
the man jests. Gligoro places a cautious hand on Samuel's shoulder.
"Are we sure that this is the captain? This gentleman doesn't seem to carry the right demeanor.
For this much gold, anyone in this room would have claimed to be him. So you're not wrong to be suspicious."
The man chuckles drunkenly. He hops off of his stool and stands up unsteadily. His eyes light up as he puts on a cheeky grin.
"Yes, I'm Captain Velix. And in light of your golden generosity, I will agree to help. However, I won't be able to ferry you and your amphibian counterpart, with my ship currently being held under guard at the impound. So, you lot are gonna help me get her back. What do you say?"
Hi, thank you for listening. I'm Cody Pendleton, and I wrote and performed this sampler.